The underground system had some unusual uses during World War II. When London was bombed, many underground stations functioned as bomb shelters. A new line was used as an underground airplane factory. An underground station was used as a centre for directing the defence against air attacks. And the station nearest the Prime Minister's house was used by the Prime Minister as meeting rooms for the administration of government. After World War II ended in 1945, more people travelled on the underground, so the system was enlarged and more lines were added, including the Victoria Line, which was linked with other lines at almost every station. This helped make the system more user-friendly. The last line added was the Jubilee Line, which was opened in 1979 in honour of the 25th anniversary of Elizabeth II becoming the Queen. The London Underground system is working to transport huge numbers of people, as it has done for many years. Over 3 million people travel on the Underground every day. The network of the Underground system includes 12 lines and now goes 26 miles out of central London. So, why not take a trip on the oldest underground system today? Visit our ticket office and buy one of the travel cards that permit you to travel all over the underground system.